You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com. Joined now by my colleague and friend, Greg Johns of MLB.com, covers the Mariners. Greg, a couple of tough losses to the Rangers and Astros, and it seems like every game at this time of year feels like it matters. Every inning feels like it matters. How are the Mariners holding up for a lot of these guys? They're really their first pennant race. What do you sense in the clubhouse?
Well, Lloyd McClendon's message has been clear and I think pretty good on that whole matter. And he keeps saying, you know, guys, enjoy this journey. And I think they're believing that. You know, certainly these games are more important than they've been in Seattle in a long time. And that's the beauty of a pennant race, no doubt, a playoff push. And it's been a while in Seattle, you know, where fans are hanging on every pitch. And, you know, it's fun. But as far as the players, they seem, you know, pretty loose still. I mean, it is a young group, but there is a mix of veterans in there that are kind of the wise hands, and I think it's been good. I mean, the guys you kind of forget that have been through this. You know, Andy Chavez and you know, Joe Bimel, Fernando Rodney. You know, some of these guys that have been in big games, and you know, I think are kind of, you know, Robinson Cano, obviously, probably the biggest example. You know, guys are. They're setting a good tone. They're staying relaxed. They're just really having fun with this. And you know, certainly it's tough when you lose, but they seem to really put that behind them quick. And this is a team that hasn't had any tough, you know, real bad stretches since real early in the season when they lost 8 in a row. So they've been pretty good at bouncing back, just staying on an even keel. And of course, I think the biggest thing that helps with that is when you got a pitching rotation. You know, they always say momentum is the next day's starting pitcher, and they've been able to roll out, you know, pretty good group there. So you know, they've stayed on a good keel, and they're set up for what looks like a really interesting stretch run here.
One of the September storylines, I don't know if it was fair or not, was that Felix Hernandez would be out of gas by September because he throws so many innings, but he's had two really good starts in the last week. You think that's put to rest? And do you think it's fair to discuss him in the context of a legitimate AL MVP candidate? How would you view that?
Well, as far as the September starts, there definitely has the last 3 years. Felix did not pitch well in September, and of course they weren't in pennant races those seasons. But he this is a guy who's been throwing 220 innings plus for 7 years in a row, and that's a lot of innings, a lot of wear and tear. The difference this season that they have him, he has not yet thrown a complete game. Lloyd McClendon has been adamant about, you know, and he's 7-8 innings. If he's in a tough game, even he'll take Felix out, and he keeps saying, "Hey, we're managing for the long run here. We're not trying to, you know, burn a guy out in June." And Felix has accepted that well. You know, he's a guy that kind of chafed a little bit when he got pulled earlier in his career, and this year he just keeps saying, "Hey, Lloyd's the boss. He knows what he's doing." And he's helping me out. So he has been strong. His two starts in September, and I certainly expect that to continue. As far as MVP, boy, I don't know. You know, that's a great baseball question. Is a starting pitcher, you know, qualified for an MVP award? Should they be? And all I can say is Felix has been as valuable as anybody for the Mariners this year, and this is a club that's you know, surprised a lot of people. He has taken the ball every fifth day and been lights out. He's been as good as he has ever been, and I would say better than he has been in a career that's been outstanding. So certainly, if you were going to say most valuable player on the Mariners, Felix and Robinson Cano and Kyle Seager are all quality candidates, but if I had to pick one, I would say Felix if I had to pick one of those guys. So does that make him the MVP of the league? I guess that's for brighter minds than mine to decide, but it's a pretty good baseball debate.
Greg, Brad Miller had been the shortstop, then was demoted, and Chris Taylor became the shortstop. Now Brad is back in the big league, and he's tearing it up. It says two things. One, whatever happened to Brad, he got it figured out. And the second thing, it says a lot about Lloyd McClendon that he would just go back to the guy and give the guy another chance. what were the dynamics of that, and what did Brad Miller do to get fixed in when he was down?
He never went down to the minors. He sat out on the bench mostly. They brought Chris Taylor up late July, and rookie that had been hitting well in Tacoma, and Taylor came in, played well, and is still playing pretty well. But Miller basically relaxed, in my opinion. I mean, I think he been pushing hard. He got started spring. He was in a competition with Franklin for that starting shortstop job. He won it with a great spring, and then this is a young kid. I mean, he's 24 years old. I think people kind of forget sometimes. First full season, and I think he just felt he put pressure on himself. I'm starting shortstop. I got to produce huge numbers, and you know, it didn't happen for him. He scuffled out of the gate, and then you know, then it just gets tough. When Taylor came up, Miller was able to sit down a little bit. I think relaxed a little, and over time, he started. You know, Lloyd started working him back in there a little bit, and you know, he's a lefty. Taylor's a right-hander, so Miller started working in against right-handed pitchers. And Lloyd's deal is pretty simple. You know, if you hit, you play. You know, Lloyd likes to say, and it's kind of a joke, but he says players make out the lineup. I don't make out the lineup. You know, a guy gets 4-for-4, he's going to play the next day. And if he goes 0-for-4, he's probably not. And I always kind of wonder if Cano goes 0-for-4 if he's not going to play. You know, it doesn't quite work that way. But when you're a player like Miller and Taylor, it can work that way. And he's gone with the hot hand. Brad's been that guy here down the stretch, and it's been a big lift for him. He's a guy with a lot of potential, a lot of pop for a shortstop. And he's played well defensively as well. A couple nice plays last night in their game with the Astros. So he's been a good lift for him. He and Taylor seem to be a nice mix. I think they'll both keep playing. I think Taylor probably gets some starts against lefties, and Miller's going to get most of the starts against the right-handers.
Yeah, and let me correct myself. Brad Miller was not sent back to the minor league. He was sent to the bench, and Chris Taylor was called up. He never actually got taken off the roster, did he?
No, that's correct. He was there the whole time, and it actually worked out. Willie Bloomquist, his knee had microfracture knee surgery about the same time as Taylor came up. So Brad kind of became the Willie Bloomquist utility guy for a while, and he even worked some in the outfield. Never actually played in a game there, but he was working the outfield if needed. They were working him as backup at third base, second base, even taking some ground balls at first. So he was kind of looking like he was going to be that utility guy, and then as it's worked out, he's just worked himself back into shortstop.
Greg, is there a part of this team that has performed just beyond what you thought? Let me say it this way. What's the biggest surprise you've seen in a positive way on this club this year?
I think without question, it's the bullpen. That bullpen was 29th in baseball last year out of 30 teams in ERA, and largely with the same group. They have the best ERA in the American League this year, and putting up almost historic numbers, and they've just been outstanding. I mean, their bullpen ERA is about 2.4. You know, I mean, they have come a long way, and basically with Fernando Rodney coming in and handling the closer role and dropping some other guys into better positions for him, they've been lights out, and that's a huge weapon for a manager. When you can get your starters to go give you six innings, and then you can go to a bullpen that just sets up and shuts down. If you got a lead into the sixth, you're in good shape. He has used it well. They've stayed healthy there. They've got seven guys now that have had 50 appearances this year, which is actually ties a major league record. So he hasn't overworked anybody, but he's been able to keep guys healthy and strong, and they've just done a real nice job. And I think that's easily the biggest surprise on this club.
Well, the Mariners have 10 of their last 18 against the Angels and A's, 4 with the Astros, 4 with the Jays. So it's setting up that it's going to be decided on the field. I know it's been fun to watch, and I appreciate your time, Greg.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.